an enthusiastic audience there at the Village Vanguard in New York to hear Chris Davis and her Diatom Ribbons band. That second track is called The Dancer, and actually it was a slow dance, but you could actually dance to that. It was basically just in 4-4. A very interesting sound and a very adventurous and worthwhile adventurous pianist there, Chris Davis. Native Canadian, although now basically operating out of New York. And it's now just into our third hour. It's 12:03, and it's time for me to just assure you that you're listening to something worthwhile.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, and you need to stay tuned because if you tune away now, you'll miss the absolute integral part of my Christmas program. I think I mentioned at the beginning, if you were listening to my first intro, there is one tradition on this Christmas show here at CKUW. For each of the 25 or 24 Christmas programs that I've done here at CKUW, this next track has been a feature. It is by a singing group. Well, they're just sort of known by LH&R is what they're frequently referred to. But that's Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross. The three of them did all sorts of scat and other scat singing, other interpretations of jazz tunes, writing down the solos, for example, of someone like Parker or Miles Davis, and then adding lyrics. Terrific group. And I actually have featured LH&R in a historical segment at least once over the years here at CKUW. They recorded a tune. Well, the tune you'll recognize. It is based on the words, I won't use the term poetry, but the words that were added to this tune by a guy named Walt Kelly, who was a cartoonist. Walt Kelly's cartoon, which is now very classic and old and doesn't exist anymore, was called Pogo. Pogo was a possum who lived in a swamp. And his characters, the characters in the swamp, were all totally insane. And along with being very funny, the cartoon had incredible social comment. There was some incredibly significant social responses to social issues and events and whatever. And Pogo was frequently the one who was trying to calm everybody down in that process. But I've mentioned before, there are quotes that are still used today that started with Pogo, who said, among other things, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." The one I like even better is folks can never read the handwriting on the wall till their backs is against it. Those sorts of things were the words of wisdom that Pogo frequently altered. However, every now and then, the group in the swamp would belt forth some song that was well known in terms of the tune, but the words were not the same. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross recorded one of these pieces, and with no further ado, this touching song, which is called Deck Us All with Boston Charlie.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Ernesto Cervini and Turboprop again with one of their little extras on their one of their albums with Here Comes Santa Claus. I love the delays there. They're very funny. And before that, the touching, the one and only Decazal with Boston Charlie to make sure that the tradition gets carried on for at least another year. I hope that you were suitably moved by that poignant tune. There you go. It's 12:14 Central Time in Winnipeg. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1. Jazz of all kinds, but on the Christmas show, anything can happen. So you just heard anything happen. And I'm now going to stay with the Christmas theme, but it will be much gentler. I mentioned at the beginning that Norwegian pianist Boogie Wesseltoft, now Boogie, is that not the greatest name of a jazz person in the world? Boogie Wesseltoft recorded an album in 1999, I think, maybe 97, called It's Snowing on My Piano. And it is still considered by the critics who actually take the time to listen to a lot of Christmas jazz that they all line up after this. The playing is beautiful. The selection of tunes is lovely. The emotion and the gentleness and the beauty of this album is just really, really fine. If people ask me about Christmas jazz, I almost always have this one at the top of the list. There are others that have a wider range, but this one is just absolutely lovely. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is Es ist ein Ros ersprungen, and which is the German, if covered as Lohau a rose, air blooming, is what it's typically sung like in English, but it started life as a German Christmas tune. So it will be the first track. And then Stille Nacht, which will be played much more straightforwardly, I suppose, than the version you heard earlier on. And then a track called Into Eternal Silence, which is fascinating because the track length on the album is about 3.5 minutes, but the music stops at about 2.5 minutes. I don't think that's an accident at all. It's I won't have you listen to the minute of silence, but I will take it short after it cuts down, but that's into the into eternal silence. Boogie Wesseltoft here with three tracks from the absolutely great album called It's Snowing on My Piano. This first one is Es ist ein Ros ersprungen. Thank you. into eternal silence. And I think that that's what that track does for the next little while. It gives you just a chance to meditate on its meaning. That was Boogie Vesseltoft with three tracks from It's Snowing on My Piano, arguably the best Christmas jazz album ever released. Certainly it's on most people's best of. And it's 12:29 here at CKUW. Another half hour or so left in the program, and a lot more music than I'm going to have a chance to play. So I'm going to go back to the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra now with two more tracks from their Sweet Messiah album from a couple years ago. I'm going to play two Scandinavian carols and then the Huron Carol, which is more familiar perhaps on this side of the Atlantic than the Scandinavian tunes. But there's great playing here by this band that I introduced earlier on when they did a track almost at the beginning of the show. But from the same album, here's the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with two Scandinavian folk songs and then the Huron Carol from their album Sweet Messiah. Thank you. a very neat arrangement there of the well-known Huron Carol by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. It's getting pretty close to the end of our show today. I'm going to swing once more away from the Christmas mode and then probably end with it just with a few minutes at the very end of the show. But next up is Toronto native Andrew Rathbun, who plays saxophone and is an educator at Western Michigan University, as a matter of fact. His latest album is called The Speed of Time, and it has his usual quartet, Gary Versace on piano, John Hebert on bass, and Tom Rainey on drums. Very good quartet, actually, and some very neat writing here. Very talented young man. Here is Andrew Rathbun from The Speed of Time. This track is called Still a Thing. Still a Thing with Andrew Rathbun on saxophone there from his album called The Speed of Time. And The Speed of Time has got us just about the end of our show today. It's not too much time left. A little bit, but enough for me to say that, as always, it's been a pleasure for me to bring you the music I like. And this Christmas show always is one that you might think it's a little self-indulgent, but I do slide in what I think is some pretty good jazz. It has to be not only good Christmas jazz, it has to be good jazz. And some of it has just been great, solid swinging stuff, and some a little goofy. And that's the way my mind works, I guess. Anyhow, that's been my Christmas show for this year. And as always, at this time, I want to say that I am very much aware that Christmas season, this season, however you define it, is not one that's easy for a lot of people. It increases feelings of isolation and loneliness and loss and all of that, and it's not a time of joy and happiness universally. So I appreciate that fact. If it is something you celebrate and enjoy, then good for you. If it's something that's really hard for you and it's really difficult, whatever it is, I hope that somehow you can find some measure of peace or involvement or understanding, whatever term you want, and that it turns out not to be a bad time for you. And I understand that for a lot of people, it is just that. So look after yourselves, my friends, and I'll be back next week to bring you jazz just before the end of the year. And in the meantime, I hope that you have whatever meaningful time this next few days can mean for you. I'm Keith Black, and I'm going to take us out with just a little bit more. And this is one of the examples of the sort of swinging type of jazz. It's Deck the Halls, done just flat out. Have a good weekend, whatever that means for you. And I will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in today. Bye for now.